Well, good afternoon. You get to be the last band of the Friday day, long day, and it's been a good day, a lot of fun music, great musicians, and looking forward to hearing your group. This is John Maltester from St. Mary's College in Moraga, and yeah, already I like it. Yeah, nice playing of those legato or tenuto quarter notes. A lot of people play them way too long. It's nice to have a little space there. Keeps the tune light, keeps it moving. Yeah, nice. Balance out that counter melody there. Okay, looking at the trombones, those notes you're doing a nice job on it, and they have the good quality to it, but they're a little out of time, and it's because you're breathing right before the note. Get into use the breathing when you set your embouchure 2 beats before, okay? Or even set it 1 week before, but right now you're trying to breathe and set, so you get that kind of crack sound, and also a little out of time. You should breathe in time. Yeah. Yeah, good ideas, you know, few missed notes, but man, for overall, good in time, good tone quality, a good peak at the end at the solo, it's great. Yeah. Solo. Oh, look at that. You keep your hi-hat going. That's great work back there on the drums. It's a nice solo, and it's in time. You see, you didn't keep the hi-hat going halfway through that solo, and it kind of died on us. Okay, so, lesson learned here. Okay, keep your hi-hat going through all of your solo. Nice berry work. Oh, very nice. Very tasty. Okay. Nice release on the drums with the bass drum, man. Boy, some good musical stuff going on here. Little thing, the drum solo, keep the hi-hat going. Now, there's always exceptions to that, but I mean, it's a straight-ahead jazz tune. You're playing eighth notes on the drum, so you want to keep the hi-hat on 2 and 4. Otherwise, we just get a bunch of vertical sounds when you're playing eighth notes as a solo. I like the solos. Rhythm section has a nice feel to it. And you know, saxes, I think you could get a little more sound. You've got a nice brass section behind you, and they're not even on risers. So I think you could get a little more sound. But Barry sounds great. Maybe a little more from the altos and tenor. Okay, now, a couple things, trumpets. Okay, trumpets and trombones. When you're playing in a hat mute like that, or a bucket mute, sorry, when you play in a bucket, the bucket changes the sound, and it's going to be automatically softer. What you don't want to do is then play even softer or less air, okay? So put a little more air through it, play a little bit louder. It's not going to overpower anything. Okay, and actually it'll make for a nice sound, and the sounds will actually connect. Now it sounds like you're playing the eighth notes, these, but not always connected, even though you're playing them in a legato style. Okay, you know what I would do on the snare drum is I do a double time pattern and figure eight double time pattern on the snare drum with the brushes, just to fill it up the sound a little bit. It sounds a little kind of sparse, like the bass player's position, hand position is good, sound is good. Amazing how that works. Yeah, one of the things you have to be careful of when you're playing a written solo is you still have to get that feeling of the brain creating and then response, so that it comes out a little bit later. You don't want to be out of time, but you don't want to rush these like you did going into 35. I mean, I know the tune, so I know the solo. Even though I have a score, I knew it was a written solo. But I could also tell from the fact that there wasn't any of that human element of decision making that goes on when you're improvising. They did a wonderful job on it, very nice sound, but be careful not to rush. You know, it's most impressive. Yeah, it's got good pitch and stuff. It's the control of the players. That's very impressive to me at this level. So, doing a great job. Tough music, that's not a middle school level thing. High schools do it, college band, that arrangement, because it's so pretty. So, a really, really nice work on that. Thank you for that. a very nice phrasing. Still here. I'm just listening and enjoying it. I like the soloists that take their time, develop lines. Okay, you're gonna live to be a ripe old age. You know, who's playing your busiest solo right now? Keep that hi-hat going. So that would be the one thing from the drummer standpoint is that. When you're playing swing tunes, always keep the hi-hat going on 2 and 4, unless your director says don't do that. It's not a matter that it helps you keep time, it's a matter that it helps everybody else keep time, because if I'm a trombone player, and if I'm sitting on the far end from you, the key for me is hearing that hi-hat, because then I always know where 2 and 4 is, which are the main thrust in jazz anyway. Okay? I like the band self-sufficient. Don't have to have somebody waving their arms in front. This is really good teaching going on and good playing. Okay? I mean, you're responsible for what happens. What comes out of your horn, what comes out of your instrument. It's your job to get it right and your job to create the feeling and the energy. And the one thing I would say about that is that the band plays with such musicalness. I mean, it's really very musical. And the only issue I have is sometimes I'd like to have a little more guts behind it. Okay, and I know that we all strive for the disciplined approach to learning at an early age. But you guys play so well, I'd like to have you just go through and find a couple spots of your music where you say, well, you know, we could really play that a notch higher and try to get the bells to vibrate on that. Okay, I mean, you're playing really well, but you want to get a little more energy throughout the horn sections. You're being almost too intellectual about it. So get the bells to vibrate, get the air all the way through the instruments and see if that, it's a little harder to work, but boy, out front, it just makes it fill up. Really nice. Nice kick at the end of the drums. Really, really nice work. Great group. I really enjoyed ending the day with you. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.